This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A four-year-old Israeli-American girl was freed Sunday as part of the ceasefire between Israel and the militant group Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden celebrated the child's release as he expressed hope that a ceasefire is extended.
Israeli-American toddler Abigail Eden was among 17 hostages that the militant group Hamas released Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden explained her case during a press briefing.
Her mom was killed in front of her when her kibbutz was attacked by Hamas terrorists. On October 7th, Abigail ran to her dad then, who then was gunned down as well, while using his body to shield little Abigail.
U.S. President Joe Biden shed light on the diplomatic efforts that had been at play to secure the Hamas-Israel temporary ceasefire. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Congress returns to work this week after the holiday break, and funding for Ukraine remains a thorny issue on the agenda.
Senate Republicans are making it clear they won't support additional military aid for Ukraine unless it's paired up with security measures for the U.S. southern border to stem the flow of migrants.
President Biden has showed that he seems to care more about Ukraine's borders than he cares about America's borders.
That's Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox News Sunday.
We have to have significant and substantial reforms to our border policy, specifically asylum and parole.
Congressman Jake Auchincloss, a Massachusetts Democrat, says conservative Republicans should be willing to just support Ukraine.
Ronald Reagan, the man who helped liberate Ukraine from Russia, they're now prepared under the leadership of Donald Trump to hand Ukraine right back over.
A small bipartisan group has been working on compromise legislation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA News. Increasing numbers of ships are streaming toward Ukraine's Black Sea ports and heading out loaded with grain, metals, and other cargo despite the threat of an attack and explosive mines. It's happening under a fledgling shipping corridor launched after Russia pulled out of the UN-brokered agreement this summer that allowed food to flow safely from Ukraine during the war. The exports are giving a boost to the Ukraine agriculture-dependent economy and bringing back a key source of affordable food products for developing nations where food insecurity is growing. The head of one of the Ukraine's biggest agricultural producers and exporters says he's feeling positive about the future because 2 months ago it was completely unclear how to survive. China says a spike in respiratory illnesses is from the flu and other infections, but it is not a new virus.
China's health ministry says an increase in respiratory illnesses across China that's recently drawn the attention of the World Health Organization is not caused by a novel virus. Instead, recent infection clusters are results of overlaps of common viruses like flu virus, as well as bacteria such as Mycoplasma pneumoniae, a common culprit for respiratory infections. The info is being shared after a WHO formal request that China provide info about a concerning spike of respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. Getting to the bottom of what's behind it is important, as the emergence of new flu strains or other viruses capable of triggering pandemics typically starts with undiagnosed respiratory illness. To tackle the problem, China's health ministry is now calling on local authorities to promote vaccinations and encourage people to wear masks. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
I, Christopher Mark Luxon, swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III, his heirs and successors, according to law, so help me God.
New Zealand's National Party leader, Christopher Luxon, and as New Zealand's 42nd Prime Minister, along with ministers of his cabinet at Government House in Wellington, the right of center government was sworn in on Monday, with Parliament expected to sit next week and begin working on new policies, including a new central bank mandate and lifting a ban on oil and gas exploration. Sierra Leone's president declared a nationwide curfew after gunmen attacked the West African country's main military barracks in the capital and then broke into detention centers and abducted or freed the occupants. The attack raised fears of a breakdown of order amid a surge of coups in the area. President Julius Maada Bio Nia tweeted that the unidentified gunman attacked an armory in the capital, Freetown, early Sunday morning. He was reelected for a second term in June. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.